The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What's interesting to me is what I read from Bill O'Brien today makes it sound like Watson hasn't been completely healthy. The reason they came out and did more this week is because they felt more comfortable with him doing it because he had to recover.
Oh, okay. Eye testing it? I guess you could say that O'Brien's done things differently. When I've seen him go, he looks good to me physically.
I'm guessing maybe mentally is what it is. Maybe he's not ready to cut loose. Bell's kind of a nut, and the Steelers, they run things the way they run things, so this doesn't surprise me at all.
But I also understand from Earl Thomas's perspective, you go out there every week, you got no job security, you get hurt, what happens?
And now he's not going to get the deal that he was hoping to get in the offseason because he's broken.
The Steelers aren't what they are right now because Le'Veon Bell's not there. I mean, take a look at your defense.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at MK Pallet, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And if you want to watch us on live stream, you can do that. Just go to ESPN975.com, watch us on live stream, and you can see mayhem sitting in between us here. Welcome back, Eric. It's been a while, brother.
It has. It's kind of been mayhem the last month. I was telling you during the break there, it's like been traveling a ton, but all fun stuff. Most recently just got back from Yakima, where I went to the Fresh Ale Hop Fest, or the Fresh Wet Hop Ale Festival.
And were you guys entered in that? Or
no,
were you just
it was amazing how we were up there primarily to pick our hops, you know, from the 2018 crop. But amazing how it was pretty much just Northwest breweries there. Like the big guys, like New Belgium and Lagunitas, you know, like they were in it. But otherwise, it was like all local breweries, probably, you know, 75% of which I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
But there were some really good beers.
Good brews.
Oh, yeah. Great, great wet hop beers. It's that time of year, right?
And how was the hop selection process?
Good. I'd say the U.S. crop this year was better than average. The quality of what was presented to us for selection was quite good. Citra is now the number one hop in the U.S. in terms of acreage planted. It's pretty solid. You know, I like to fly fish, and as you guys know, and the guides, I know guides like in certain parts of the U.S. or Canada, they'll have these competitions at the end of the season, and they call it like a single fly competition, and you got one fly to try to catch the most fish.
Okay.
And I always think like if it was hops, like a single hop, what would it be? And it'd probably be either Cascade or Citra.
Because I think Citra for me. Like one of my... When I first started getting into craft beer, one of the first beers that I really fell in love with was Zombie Dust from Three Floyds. And it's not an IPA necessarily. It's a pale ale. But still, that citrus is just so present there. It's such. I love the way it smells. I think that's my favorite.
Yeah, it's good. The one thing that's nice about Cascade, like if you were going to be making a lager or maybe like a Saison or like a darker, maltier beer.
Yeah.
It's probably going to... So, gun to my head, I'm going to take the Cascade to make... Like if somebody says, I'm going to give you a random beer style to brew, you don't know it yet, you got to pick one hop and be
That's
prepared.
That's fair. I guess it's funny that you say that because when I think about the hops that I like, I mostly think about how do they taste in an IPA or a pale ale. I don't really... Like if I'm drinking a stout... It's never anywhere on my mind what kind of hops you used in that beer. Like, I'll never ask you.
Yeah, because the hops kind of under...
What hops did you use in this Hellfighter? It doesn't matter. But I guess I feel with these other beers, you know, like, the, you know, these beers here in front of us, most of them anyway.
Yep.
That hop is like, that's the number one defining factor of it. So that defines how the beer is going to taste.
Citra is right up there with our biggest volume purchased hop. We buy a lot of Citra. We buy a lot of Simcoe. We buy a decent amount of Amarillo. A new hop that I really like that we're going to buy a little more of this year is Comet. We featured that in the Space City hop delusion we did at the beginning of the year. And a real good crop of that. So, but yeah, they got a lot of new experimental hops that have really unique aromas. You know, the problem is these hop dealers, they tease you, right? They have this beer that they made on a pilot system with this new hop, get you all excited. And then they're like, oh yeah, we can give you like 30 pounds, which is, you know, enough to make like a few barrels, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, yeah, we're still like 2 or 3 years away from having enough of that for you to like do a beer with. So anyway, it's always a great experience up there, and yeah, it's a good crop this year for sure. So, what's this I hear you guys aren't drinking?
No.
Yeah.
Neither one of you?
Nope. Neither one of us.
October, that's a bad month to take off.
It really is. I'm on day two of this whole 30 diet.
Yeah?
Which apparently has to last 30 days. But I've cut out alcohol, dairy, grain, and any kind of sugar. I didn't realize before that I'm addicted to sugar. Like, people don't realize it, but like, when your body's not getting sugar, you get headaches. Like, it's and I've never been addicted to anything. And I've done every damn drug under the sun. Never got addicted to them. I've drank everything you can drink. If I want to stop drinking, I just stop drinking. And I've never had like physical withdrawal syndromes or symptoms. With sugar, I'm on day two. I can already feel like, oh boy.
So I mean, is this like no fruit, like not even a banana or an apple?
You can eat fruit.
Have you had any of that?
I haven't had any yet.
So you've literally kind of had almost zero sugar.
Meat and vegetables, basically.
Wow. Yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm not going to lie either. I like sugar. I mean, I usually have like, you know, some kind of carbohydrate-y thing with jam or honey, or if, you know, shoot, I like donuts, right? Who doesn't? Something like that in the morning. And but I don't like drink soda, right?
Right.
You know, so I think I'm better than most Americans in that regard. But yeah, I mean, and that's the other thing too, is sugar is in like salad dressings
and everything.
And
they don't want you eating honey. Like, and normally that's kind of what I try to use. I'll try to use honey or something like that to sweeten my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
None of that.
Dang. Of that. So can you use the fake stuff?
No.
Okay.
No, none of it.
Wow.
And that's what's killing me is I can't drink energy drinks, and I can't drink black coffee. Like, it just
you might get used to it.
I don't want to. I'd rather just.
What about tea?
No tea. I mean, I guess I could have like an unsweet black tea, like a hot tea, but yeah, it ain't good.
I've gotten more into black. It's funny because I used to drink I'd always have to have cream, and I like a really good like cappuccino or something, not with a lot of like milk, just a little bit of, you know, frothy milk. But lately, yeah, the last couple of years, I've been doing the black coffee, which I like because you actually taste the coffee.
I drink coffee like a woman. I'm like
sugar, cream, the whole deal.
Give me a venti caramel macchiato iced with coconut milk. That's what I'm ordering. That's what I drink.
Now, do you have like the little like syrups at home for your regular coffee? Do you put like the hazelnut syrup or something like that?
I don't drink
in
coffee at home.
That's what was interesting. So we went to Oregon, hop country there. Do you know what they grow a lot of there? Hazelnuts, right outside of Portland.
We're
with these guys.
Bring some back to make a stout with.
Dang, I should have. That's a great idea. Hazelnut stout, man. Oh, you're thinking. I like it, man. Yeah, we got to do a brew here pretty soon, man.
Yeah,
the pilot system's up and cranking. I think we're gonna have some room on that thing later in the month. Could do like a holiday hazelnut stout. That's not a bad idea, you know. But yeah, went to a great brewery up there too, man. You been to Freem?
I've not been there. I've had some
of their
beers, but man, they make good beers. I haven't been up there though.
Really solid. It's like one of the coolest breweries I think I've been to in the U.S. And they did pretty well at the festival. And good guys. Like, I know the owner, Josh Freem, and I was kind of like, hey, dude, I know this is a short notice, but rolling through tomorrow, we'll be able to check out the brewery. And he was in Portland for the day, but he like got a couple of his guys. And they gave us like a 3-hour tour, hooked us up with lunch. It was amazing. So highly recommended if you're going out to the Pacific Northwest, go see those guys.
Hood River, it's a little out of the way.
It's only an hour outside of Portland.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. You know, you're right on the Columbia River there. Nice. And, you know, it's a neat little town. And it's, you know, kind of typical Portland, Oregon-y. You know, they got like, you know what I saw? You know what they're right next door to? The global headquarters of Tofurky.
Oh.
Can you eat that on this diet? Can you eat tofurkey?
I probably can, but I wouldn't. I can eat regular turkey.
You can eat meat on this diet, right? Well, there you go.
Meat for days. I've been eating a lot of bacon and stuff like that, so I'm hanging in there.
My friend from California wants to get your thought on the Lagunitas hops beers with weed.
Yeah, I mean, it's a juggernaut. I mean, I think it's really about to explode. Now, of course, right now you can either do non-alcoholic with THC in the states where that's legal, or you can do alcoholic beer with the CBD in it. But you know, they say that's not psychoactive. You saw that got declassified yesterday, or recommended. I believe to be declassified, just CBD.
Yeah,
but taking it all the way from a 1 to a 5, the feds are they either did or they're recommending. But
I love weed and I love beer, but I just don't know if those things go together.
I like beer. Do you like beer? You like beer? Have you ever had a beer? What about you, Senator? You like beer?
I like. We were joking about that yesterday. We I have these homebrewer friends, Kyle. Dennis, who actually used to work at St. Arnold, is starting a brewery, and Jaime, and we do these silly little tweets, but we're like, hey, who's going to do the first Kavanaugh brew? And right away, somebody chimed in with Devil's Triangle Triple. Love it.
No, that's good.
That's a good one.
That is good.
We had a couple others. I'll see if I can find them, but that was my favorite. Who doesn't like beer, right? I mean, I kind of want to almost like, I mean, somebody's got to do a little campaign off of that. Have them be like the spokesman for the week or something.
Yeah,
I think you'd sell some more. I don't know.
Here's what I've taken from that whole thing is, kids. I don't know what I don't know anything about what he's been up to, like in his life. I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know if he's guilty or not. But I do think that he's pretty weird. Let me ask you if I'm right on this. From what I understand, and he was talking about boofing, and he was basically saying that boofing is just farting.
Never heard that, and I've heard it all.
But have you ever heard of boofing at all?
I've never heard of boofing at all. But if I were to like honestly, yeah, I would think that would mean
so. Boofing, from what I understand, is what the kids would refer to as butt chugging, where you funnel a beer into your ass and drink it rectally.
But they weren't doing that back in the 80s, were they? I thought that was more of a recent frat thing.
I don't think
so.
I think that's been happening for a while.
So maybe they were at the cutting edge of that. Maybe they invented it.
They could be. Now, for him to say... have you, like when they said, have you boofed yet? And he's like, oh, no, that means farting or flatulence. If I farted, like, that doesn't even make sense. But, like, the thought that a Supreme Court justice has drank beer through his ass is really alarming.
Yeah.
Maybe even more alarming than the sexual allegation.
And the thing is, man, like, the guy cracked under pressure, basically.
He went off the deep end.
He's like not a veteran quarterback.
No.
He had it. He was in control of the game. Yes, you threw a pick, but calm it down. Just you know admit what it was? The drinking. Admit that. You know, sure, we all kids are kids.
Yeah.
But just this, I was holier than thou. Maybe I had a beer. Come on, dude.
It was a melt.
Yeah.
It was a melt.
Woo!
It's the only way it can be described.
Yeah.
You hang around for a segment?
Always. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, because he's got like a pile of tickets.
I got tickets to give away.
To talk about.
Yeah.
All right, guys. There's a lot of energy providers out there, and there's always different offers. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on and on and on. And you're thinking, all those things sound good to me. Okay, that's fair. But once you fall for those offers, you get your bill in the mail a few months later, and all of a sudden, what's this? I'm not paying the same rate that I signed up for. You've jacked my rate up. Or what's this? There's additional fees on my bill. What is going on here? You don't get that with Tri-Eagle. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Eric's still here with a bunch of giveaway stuff.
Boofing it up.
Sorry, I got one more name.
This is what happens when we get to talking off air. I just totally missed
one more
it.
Name.
One more name. Hazy Memory New England IPA for the Kavanaugh beers.
That ain't bad.
That ain't bad, huh?
I think my favorite is, I like beer, do you like beer?
I think that's a good one.
I think it's simple. I mean, it's, you know, that's what I'd go with. Double Down says, come on, you don't think Ruth Bader Ginsburg chugged a beer in her ass? I mean, I don't know. It's possible. And Dustin says, I want to know why the hell Carbach is getting rid of mother-in-law lager. This is horrible.
Dustin?
Yep.
I agree with you. And
you don't have the clout to stop it.
And for the record, this is an internal decision that we, not me, but the rest of me and my cohorts, made. This has nothing to do with, you know, Big Brother.
Is that beer particularly difficult to make? Or?
No, but it's like, here's the deal, right? Like, seasonal beers right now aren't selling as well as they used to a couple of years ago. And so, you know, whether it's ours or anybody else, you know, seasonals just aren't doing as well. And so, you know, our sales and marketing guys are, well, yeah, mother-in-law was down versus the year before. Let's get rid of it and replace it. And it's like, but yet, that is one of our most emailed about beers. Like, people are like, oh, when's the mother-in-law lager coming out? So
right.
We'll probably end up doing a batch on the pilot system that, you know, we'll have in the pub at the restaurant. Okay. So if you want to come down to the brewery and get some. But yeah, it is with a heavy heart, I must say to you, Dustin, that news is true.
R.I.P.
Yeah, sad.
It's a damn shame. Well, tell the people... You guys have had some. I'm surprised you were even allowed to leave during Carboctoberfest. You are the king of Carboctoberfest, and yet you weren't there.
I know. And it kind of broke my heart. But that's how, you know, September and October are. It's just so busy. That's why I say I can't believe, AJ, you picked this month to abstain. But yeah, final weekend coming up, and we got some ticket giveaways here, right? It looks like we got about a dozen for each night. So. On Thursday, we have Quaker City Nighthawks as the main musical act. Friday, we have the Texas Gentlemen.
Oh.
And then blowing it out on...
Contrary to what that would lead you to believe, I won't be there, even though I am known as the Texas Gentleman.
I know. Well, what good would it go, right. You know, if you couldn't drink beer? And then... on the 6th, the final big blowout show, and these tickets are worth a little bit more because this is, I mean, Jack Ingram and Bruce Robeson. I mean, you know,
This is the big show.
This is it.
That's the big show.
Right there. And so DG told me, basically, here you go, guys. Give these away as you see fit. You know, doesn't have to be today, but through the course of the week.
And, okay.
Yeah, Steinhoisting, Oktoberfest food menu, and, of course, the award-winning Carboctoberfest lager style beer, just like they drink in Germany.
Well, I think we should start off by giving away 4 tickets to Thursday.
Yeah.
And I should also, if you're still listening, Bobby Langham, call back and we'll give you some tickets to Carboctoberfest. You can go listen to some live music. So we'll go caller number 10. We'll win tickets for Thursday. And if Bobby Langham calls back before the show's over, he can also get some tickets.
I believe in you, Bobby. I believe in you.
Bobby called in earlier. He was really hoping to get a prize. I don't know why, but he thought that he warranted some sort of a prize.
Oh, looks like... Oh, phones are lighting up. Oh, there yes. We go. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Bobby is one of them.
You
I know
so?
It. Yep,
you
yep,
think so?
Yep. I think so.
I hope so. Now people are sending me all these memes and GIFs of boofing and Supreme Court members. And
did you see John Oliver?
No, I haven't seen it.
He did. Well, you know how he has his Supreme Court of dogs.
Yeah, yeah, that's hilarious.
Well, he's not Kavanaugh doesn't even. Well, of course he's not on that. But he said if he were here's and it's not even a dog. It's the. Flyers, the Philadelphia Flyers have a new mascot.
Oh yeah, we talked about him earlier.
Yeah, it's that mascot.
Oh, that's a good
that's the
good representation.
Yeah, because he looks kind of crazy and deranged a little bit.
He is a little bit crazy.
And the guy can't skate. Did you see that little clip where he like fell on his tuchus?
Man, I feel like that should be priority one if you're a hockey mascot.
Can you skate?
But what do I know? I guess that's a Fred question.
Well, the greatest player of all time wasn't the greatest skater. Wayne Gretzky was a good skater. He wasn't a great skater.
Yeah, but, I mean, for mascotting, it's like...
Well, it seems like you should be able to do it, but, you know, he's gritty.
That's like being a
gritty
mascot.
Gritty means you have to take a hit when you hit the ice.
That's like being a mascot that has to be in one of those costumes, but you're also claustrophobic. Like, that kind of rules you out of this one, bud. You're not gonna work out for us. Or you're a mascot, but you hate taking pictures with kids.
Yeah, that's...
Not the job for you.
No. Find another profession.
Not the job for you. So what happens at Carbach after Carboctoberfest ends? Do you guys just shut down, or are you going to keep going?
No, AJ, we're going into our busiest time of the year at the restaurant. You know, there's still a few slots open if you're looking to book a holiday party. You know, we have a couple smaller rooms if you just want to get together with a group of 10 or 20 folks. We can probably accommodate that. We are doing Foam Henge again. So
okay.
That's the first Sunday in November. You'll be back in the game with beer then.
I'll be ready to roll.
I mean, you were there last year.
I was.
Great time. Yep. So Foam Henge. And working on our new beer that we've got a Brute IPA that's coming out at the beginning of the Brute IPA.
The new craze.
It is. I tell you, when I was up in Oregon and Washington, and even in Colorado when I was up for Great American Beer Festival, there were a lot of Brutes coming out. It is kind of the new rage. So that'll be available coming up end of the year. And yeah, so there's always something fun going on. You guys got another, you coming out to do a show there?
I think we're that should be either this. I hope it's next month. Actually, I don't want it to.
Yeah,
be.
That
yeah.
Be.
Yeah, I'd rather it be November. Yeah,
all
that's
right,
when I want it to be.
Yeah.
Well, our people will talk to your people, and
I'm
we'll make that happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Before we let you go,
yeah.
Thoughts on your Broncos last night?
That was tough. That was really. It was a tough day, right? The Rockies and the Broncos.
Next Tuesday, we're there.
Next Tuesday. Oh my! Oh. Can we reschedule that, John? How? Practical is that? He's not looking positive on that.
It's not my call.
Not his call. Well,
I can kindly ask. Your
you know what?
My people.
I can get you guys some of the soda that we make the Rattlers with. What do you think? Oh, no sugar.
No sugar.
I might have a relapse day.
Like your style. I like yours. And AJ, you know, think about it. The great monks of Germany, You know, those Doppelbach beers, they went through Lent drinking nothing other than Doppelbach. They fasted.
Listen, they weren't married to my wife.
Aha.
That's what it all boils down to.
She's like saying, or else, huh?
She's laid the hammer down.
Okay.
This is it. 30 days. I said, I can handle that. 30 days.
That's a sliver of life.
It is. I mean, come on. Plus, I always did this when I was in fight camps because I wouldn't drink for 6 weeks leading up to a fight camp. And it was always like, okay, I can go 6 weeks without drinking. That means I'm not a real alcoholic. If I only go 4 or 5 days and then I have a beer, my wife's going to be like, what's going on here? Are you an alcoholic? And that's the last thing I need. I even need bouncing around in her head. So I'm just going to tough it out. It ain't fun, but I'm going to tough it out.
Hey, and you're going to work that for all it's worth afterwards.
That's it, of course.
You know, and then, you know, going into November, December, you know, the great time of feasting and drinking and being merry, you'll be all
set. I also had one more thing to bring up with you.
Okay, bring it.
You and I play in a fantasy football league together.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So here's... This is how excruciating last night was. I had the Chiefs -4. I could have gotten it had I waited a couple hours. I could have gotten it 3.5. So that was a push. I barely beat somebody else in one of my fantasy leagues where I have Mahomes... I'm stacked with Chiefs. I got Mahomes, Kelsey, and Hill, and Butker. But then, yes, Mike from our league nipped me when Kareem Hunt scored that touchdown.
Yeah, this is what's fascinating to me. 103.6 points for you between Stephon Diggs, Alvin Kamara, and Cooper Kupp.
And I lost.
And you lost to a team whose starting running back got scratched about 10 minutes before game time. Chris Carson, the Seahawks, just decided, no, you're not playing. So you lost to a guy who put up a zero. That's a devastating loss.
Well, if you look at that quarterback position, I think that might tell the entire story.
You ran out of Fitzmagic.
I bought in early after those first two games, and I needed somebody because Cam Newton, my other starter, had a bye. And what do you have, 3 points?
He got 4.04, ooh, which is better than the -3 that Minnesota's defense got you.
Yeah.
But at least you drafted them early.
I'm going with moral victory Monday on this. I've been competitive in all these games. We're only 4 games in, so I'm still feeling good about it, AJ.
If you need a running back, I'll trade you one for a receiver.
Let's talk.
All right, what do we have here?
We have my bookie.
Ah, yes.
Which, speaking of gambling, and if you want to get in on any of the action, obviously, if you played that game last night, you played it on my bookie because that's the best website to go to. It's the only website that I use for gambling now. And the reality is I've been on a bunch of them over the years, and half the time part of the gamble is putting your money in. That's not the case with my bookie. Safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. Been using them exclusively now for a couple of years because when you win, you're going to get paid. So whether you want college football, you want to bet on the baseball tonight, you want to get some action in on that, you can do it. You want NFL, you want CFL, you want hockey starting tomorrow night. All of those things available at MyBookie. Also have horses on there too, which I love to get on and play. All you have to do is go to MyBookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie. I couldn't see the writing on the wall. Now all her lies have taken toll.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I want to thank Eric for joining us. It's been a two-Eric show today. Eric Sandler in the first hour, Eric Warner in the third.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you about Robbins Brothers?
Yes, you can.
Would you want a chance to win a $1,000 gift credit to Robbins Brothers?
I would love a chance to win. And you know what? I had a blitzer email me the other day telling me what he's going to do. So I told him I think they have a chance to win. I'm not going to give it away to the people, but it sounds like a really cool way to propose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you have a way to propose or you're planning on proposing, go to ESPN975.com and click on the Robbins Brothers link. If you scroll down, it's on to the right. It's called Can You Beat Jung's Proposal? So if you go click that link, read through everything, register to win a $1,000 gift credit from Robbins Brothers towards the Ring of Her Dreams. All you have to do is register, tell us how you're planning on proposing, and we'll pick a winner in a couple of weeks.
All right. I think this guy has a real good chance. I'll tell you off air. Okay. I don't want to give it up to the people because then somebody might go and try to top it if they know what the $1,000 is. But I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I have to go through some of the registrations and actually read them.
Yeah, well, I got to make sure that this guy registered because I told him to. I even sent him a link.
Yeah, I hope so. I think we have a good amount. So, if you guys have something in mind that's badass, you know, go online to ESPN975.com and register.
All right, I'm making a new rule from now on. Whenever somebody has a complaint about one of my people, it's going to have to wait till after the show. I cannot be dealing with this during the show.
Is it sports map stuff?
Yeah, and from what I can tell, this is just a guy who made a mistake. And I've been dealing with it now off and on for an hour.
Is he apologizing now?
No, of course not. Of course not. So and people bitching about free picks drives me nuts. So, hey, what I've read like three or four things that say Venom sucks.
Yeah, it's not getting good it's not getting good press.
Okay.
Like people that have gone on to screen it.
Uh-oh.
Is that so what's Comicast for this week?
Well, we did yesterday one dropped and we talked about Venom. We talked about Spider-Man new footage from Spider-Man dropped. Seen photos and video. And we talked about X-Men.
Is that the Spider-Man cartoon?
No. Spider-Man Far From Home, the next live-action Spider-Man
movie. Oh, really? So yes. Is there any indication of there what the time frame is? Because you got Infinity War in the middle of this.
It's in July next year. So
no, not when the movie's out. I mean, when the time frame of the movie is.
Oh. They
so
haven't said yet.
It's got to be post-Avengers, right?
Possibly. They haven't said yet.
And the way the timeline worked in the original Spider-Man in Homecoming, it has to be post-Avengers, unless you're going back. You can't go back before that, right?
I mean, you could.
And how? Not if it's going to be any good. It's just, Aunt May, I got bit by a spider.
No. You can go, like, pre-Infinity War.
Yeah, but there wasn't much of a gap there because he also fought in Civil War. And yeah, so I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm feeling this. I don't think you should be doing trailers yet for the Spider-Man movie until we know what happens with Infinity War.
Oh, no, it wasn't a trailer. Somebody just caught... somebody just caught photos, or he took pictures and video of what they were doing on set because they're outside.
Oh, okay. So that's like the Game of Thrones photos.
Yeah. You got Jake Gyllenhaal in his Mysterio costume.
Interesting. He's not Rey Mysterio, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
It's Rey Mysterio Jr.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Oh... 713-780-ESPN.
Is this your most hated show in the last couple of weeks just because of stuff off the air?
Are people grumping you out? What's going on, Fred?
No, it's just this is the one of the reasons why I was reluctant to take the job running Sports Map is, you know, I've been working on it all day, and then during the show I'm having to deal with this bull bleep that turns out is just bull bleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the show is the most important thing. So from now on, if something like that happens during the show, I'm not answering any of your damn tweets or emails until the show's over.
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah. So, sorry. And frankly, those of you who complain about free picks, I'm not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You're going to have to prove to me that something was amiss. And frankly, I can't find any proof whatsoever.
Yeah.
Including a couple of tweets that sort of maybe somebody said something, but it doesn't show me the same thing the history of the article does, which is that didn't happen.
Okay.
So, you know, And I don't understand why people feel the need to, you know, go after somebody, go to somebody's boss over something when, you know, it's pretty clear that I can't find anything that backs up your and the stuff the guy sent me just doesn't back it up. So, sorry, if you want me to take something seriously, it's got to be better than that.
Yeah.
Can't just be, I said this and I posted this and it's like, these were my picks. Well, those aren't what was on the site. Sorry. And yeah, this is no fun. Dealing with crap like this is no fun. It's bad enough to have to deal with people who hate me on Twitter. To deal with somebody else's Twitter spat is effing annoying.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Tell you what's not annoying. Well, being in an accident's annoying, but Lawyer Dave can make it better because that's what he does. And he'll represent you. It doesn't matter what kind of accident, car, 18-wheeler, industrial workplace, slip and fall. You don't have to be aggravated because Lawyer Dave's going to jump in and save the day. Right, Dave?
That's exactly right, Fred. Hello, Blitzers. If you have an accident of any kind, give me a call. Lawyer Dave, David Mestemaker, Houston Lawyers, 713-626-8900. I've been doing this for 29 years. I've represented thousands of people. And the beauty of coming to me when somebody has an accident is I'm going to get in front of them so the insurance man can't rip them off. They need to call me when they have an accident right away, 713-626-8900.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter where you are, right? You could be at Beaumont, you could be El Paso. You're going to be able to help them out, right?
You bet, Fred. No matter where they are, I'm going to take care of them. And, Fred, let me say something else. I love your free picks, okay? They're free.
Well, the good news is you don't get paid unless they win, right? And the consultations are free.
Yep. Consults are free. We don't get paid until the clients get paid. And if they don't have money to get the medical treatment they need, we can help them out with that. So they don't have to pay at the time of treatment. That's important for a lot of people that don't have a whole bunch of money but do get hurt.
All right, give them the number and tell them how they can get you on Twitter.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900 or at Lawyer Dave as my Twitter handle.
All right, if you guys have been in an accident, you want to get rid of all that stress, Dave's the guy to do it. Better dial Dave.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we're back on the Blitz. Want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Then play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House is a perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun. Crafty cocktails of every variety and happy hour every week, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. It says crafty cocktails of every variety.
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 We should hire someone to proofread all the copy.
Variety is the spice of life. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7 o'clock tonight, so that'll be good. And let's do some Hey Man Bleep That. Who wants to go first?
I guess I can go first. One of the things that I am against is censorship.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
Form. I bitched about it earlier, as you heard.
Yep.
Well, Nepal has gone too far, in my opinion. The government of Nepal has notified all the internet service providers to block pornographic websites in the country as a measure to control the rising number of sexual assault cases. That means there's not even softcore, no boobies even allowed in Nepal. Which to me, if your country doesn't allow you to look at boobs on the internet, you are living in a country that you need to get out of.
They seem to do okay in Golden Child. Viva Nepal! Viva Nepal! Don't remember that? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah. Not so good now.
Yeah.
No boobs, no me.
Yeah, so I'd be out. So to that I say, hey man, f*** that.
All right, well, this kind of dovetails off of some of the events of the day, which is why I'm out on you, Saints fan, and why I'm out on people bitching about free picks. But social media may be preventing us from having intelligent thoughts. Because basically there was an in-depth study that says various physical and psychological consequences, such as reduced complex cognitive thought. Okay, let me be perfectly honest. This is a bunch of scientists telling us what we already know. The internet makes you dumb. And many of you proved that today. So I don't need a study to tell me that. All I need to do is say, hey, man, fuck that. All right?
Mine is on the Houston Rockets. My favorite team growing up when I was younger. But, you know, they not very much liked by some of us in this room. And something that they're doing on Friday, while there is a game played across the street at Minute Maid Park, they're going to have open practice for their fans. And I feel like this is such a bad move in terms of, like you're not going to get people in your doors on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. I just think that's a bad move. Maybe pick a Saturday, maybe, or Sunday, or maybe pick it to do something after 5 p.m. To that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
All right. Well, we're in studio tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Thursday, we're at Bombshells.
Yes.
On Fuque.
Bombing.
Fuque.
Is it Fuque or Fuque?
I always thought it was Fuque.
Fuque, Fuque.
Fuque is how I always heard it, but that's from listening to traffic reports growing up. They could be making that up.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows who to believe?
Fuque. Maybe they were just trying to say as far away from a mispronunciation. Because my GPS does not pronounce it that way, but my GPS gets everything wrong.
Yeah.
And then Friday, so what's the deal on Friday? We were supposed to be in Belmont.
I haven't gotten a firm confirmation, but as of right now, we're going to be basically doing the post-game show for game one.
Yeah, because the game starts at 1, and knowing playoff baseball, it'll probably be close to 6 o'clock before we're on air. You know how those games go. And they're coming on the field now for Rockies and Cubs. Any thoughts on this, AJ?
Like I told Eric, I'd like to see the Rockies win. I don't think they do.
Yeah, anytime you can get the Cubs or the Dodgers out of the playoffs. I was really hoping for a Rockies win yesterday so we could eliminate one of those two.
Yeah, but if the Cubs win, it's almost a lock that the Dodgers or Cubs will be in the World Series.
Yeah, yeah. I think you'd take that to the bank.
Yeah.
But at least this way, you'll have a couple of chances at knocking off the Dodgers if the Rockies win. So, yeah, I kind of like the Brewers. It's a hard team not to like.
I think that's my pick for the NL. I will say the Dodgers scare me because if everybody plays at their best, Dodgers are they're the best team and it's not even close.
And don't
you
always worry about these teams that you know can crank it up in the playoffs?
Right, and they've been kind of scuffling all year long. That's scary to me. But it's the same reason the Red Sox are scary, same reason the Yankees are scary, same reason the Astros are scary. If everything gets right at the same time, then they're a monster, and I think the Dodgers are the only team in the NL that you can say that about. Like, I think they're the only team in the NL that if they're a monster and the AL team is a monster, it will still be a series. But if the Brewers are a monster or the Rockies or whoever, the Cubs even, I just think if they go up against a hot AL team, one of those three, it's going to be tough.
All right. It's going to wrap it up. Good job, Jong Lee. Good job, AJ. I suck today. We'll try to do it better tomorrow. We'll pick it up. Maybe I'll...
You've been worse. Trust me.
Yeah, I know I've been worse, but I'm not happy with today's show. We'll try again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.